Hello, everybody. I'm doing this audio booth from my counterfeit monster beats by Dr. Dre, white ones. They sound pretty good once you equalize them, and the mic that comes with it is good, but you can't hear on both sides when it's plugged in, which is weird, but hey, I bought these as a shot in the dark, so whatever. Anyway, so what we're doing is we're going to do a little strain review. I got something called Arjen's Haze, which is from the Greenhouse Company in Amsterdam. It was given a few samples of different kinds. This is one of them. And so let's see what it's like. It tickles the throat quite a bit. Very earthy aftertaste. Which it shouldn't be, because I know for a fact this was not organically grown. Otherwise, pretty good. I'm starting to feel it in my shoulders mainly. Let's see how the rest tastes. Okay, it tastes, has a dark chocolate aftertaste, which is kind of unusual for hazes. So far, I'm not feeling anything. But it should be, because visually, it's very covered in crystals. It was really sugar covered when I got it. Well, I still have some, but it's pretty good. But I can tell you this much, in a bong, it would probably taste too harsh. Alright, that was half a bowl. So let's give it some ratings. The grower made it look very good. He made it look very nice and manicured. It's covered in sugar, which is something, of course, every connoisseur is looking for, because that's the whole point. I'm starting to feel it a bit now. I feel about a 50-50. Which is common with haze. Well, hazes are usually more head high than anything else. But I have seen some go to different lengths. So this one's not bad. It's pretty good. I got another one to review, but I'll do that one another time. Which is called Hawaiian Snow. And I already had a little bit of that earlier, but I'd rather review it. You know, while I have you all here. But yeah, so far it's a pretty good strain. I definitely do feel it more in the body than anywhere else. I'll probably have to try it in bong rips and see what it's like, because usually I do my strain reviews through bong hits. And I'm actually using all 5 levels of my kind stack. That's how many different kinds I have now. Little tiny amounts. But nonetheless, I have a sample of everything, and that's what I like having. I like having different samples and stuff of different kinds of pot. I definitely feel this one more in the head and below the waist, like my legs and stuff like that. Don't think anything dirty, please. yeah, it's pretty nice. It's very nice. I like it. I give that one about a 3.5 out of 5. That's about 3.5. It's creeping up now, so it might be a creeper with me. Maybe I'll have to do a part 2 to this little myth busting adventure. Alrighty, until then, toodles.